Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A gripping horror, Down to the Hollow Creek by Adrian Candelaria, is a nightmare-inducing mystery. With twists and turns around every corner, Adrian is currently attending their local community college to receive a degree in elementary education. When not studying or writing horror, he enjoys going to the gym, hiking, and reading horror books and manga. Adrian Candelaria, author of Down by the Hollow Creek, is our guest on This Week in America. Adrian, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you with us. Adrian Candelaria, I'll spell that for you. If you're going to Google, C-A-N-D-E-L-A-R-I-A, book available, Amazon, all the usual places. And we'll talk about the book during the course of our conversation today. Adrian just gave a little bit of background on you. Let's find out a little bit more. Where are you originally from? Where did this start for you?
I'm originally from Oceanside, California. I was born on a military base because my dad was stationed in Camp Pendleton in California.
Interesting. And you're in Arizona now, I understand?
Yeah, I moved out here about like 12 years ago.
Okay, and a resident now of Arizona, same time zone, so it worked out okay that way. What inspired you? What got you started with horror stories? I understand it's you had your favorite authors that you would follow and try to follow their stylings, how they present the story. How did you get started writing a horror story?
Well, one night I was watching a horror movie. It's by John Carpenter. It's called Halloween.
Oh yes.
And I decided to watch a documentary on the making of Halloween and how he ended up writing the script. And then he had like a low budget to do the film, but he put the whole budget within having like a panorama camera, basically, to film each scene to make it look all clear. So it kind of inspired me to write my own story. And I just decided to go on the computer one day and just start typing away. And it just kept coming. The story just kept coming.
You know, it's interesting. So many people will do an outline. They'll have all the story laid out before they start. Then you talk to others that really just start with an idea and sort of see where it goes as they're writing the story. It sounds like that's what you did. You didn't have a strict outline when you started writing Down by the Hollow Creek?
Well, at first, it started off with just writing a first chapter, but then once I got all the characters in my head, I started writing it down in a journal, like an outline,
basically.
As the chapters progressed. And then I started doing research, like on manga, Japanese lore, and things that have to do with elemental within the world, basically. And I did a lot of research on different stories about that have horror elements as well.
The book is Down by the Hollow Creek, receiving excellent reviews. Adrian Candelaria, our guest on the program, Candelaria, book available, Amazon, the usual places. A link to his Amazon page at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you're developing characters, how did you go about doing that? You've got Mark, Alyssa, and Tim, the main characters. Talk about them, how they develop it, and how you develop these characters.
Well, from each character, I took from like what I had to deal with when I used to be in high school, and I also got inspired by other writers such as like Bram Stoker, and I also like the writers such as John Hughes, which did like Pretty Pink and Breakfast Club.
Yes.
So I kind of decided to like come up with my story that has to do with like a coming of age story, but it also ties into a horror story as well.
They become friends. Tim is introduced to Mark and Alyssa, and interesting characters that develop. They form this bond. Then they decide to enter a mystery house. Talk about the mystery house and why it's a mystery and why they felt compelled to go in that and to learn about it.
Well, basically the house, it has like a lot of tragic background story into it, which brings a lot of lore within the town, basically, which draws the two main characters into the house at first, and then it eventually draws in Mark's love interest, which is Eliza, basically. Basically the surroundings of the house make the people drawn into it. It's because of the mystery itself is what draws each of the characters into the house. What they find out turns out to be more than what they bargained for, basically.
Yeah, they decide maybe the best thing to do is to burn it down, and they realize that was just the start of all of the problems. So I don't want to give away too much, but it's a real compelling story with twists and turns. Talk about how you write that into the script. Did you know ahead of time where you were going to take this, or did you maybe surprise yourself a couple of times where the storyline went?
Well, each time as each chapter progressed, I actually kind of surprised myself each time within each chapter, actually, because some of the stuff I just start writing and then I have the outline ready, but then once I get to writing, it's kind of like a video playing in my head as I'm typing. So I actually could visualize it in my head basically while I'm writing each chapter. But yeah, some parts did surprise me as I had like the final completion of the story. Yeah.
Well, readers will be able to see the story. You see it as you're writing it, very descriptive in your writing, and we're able to see in our own minds and sort of follow along with the story. It would make a great television production or a movie, something like that, a video of some kind, because it is very visual. You can see the characters as you're reading the pages interacting with each other. It's so well done. Down by the Hollow Creek, Adrian Candelaria is the author and our guest on the program. How long did it take you to write the story? I'll say from the time you really got a serious inspiration to tell it until it was done and you were able to send it off to the publisher.
It took me about a year to finish the whole story, and then to publish it took a about another year to have it published, 'cause it's a process to have everything done and edited, and eventually they have to have like a mock script basically, and then they have to form like the artwork for the book cover and everything. It just takes time, and I appreciate everybody that's worked hard on this to make this actually come to life, and it's actually pretty exciting.
It's got to be an exciting process. What was it like when you sit back and you look at it now? I mean, it's first time, so you're not quite sure what's going to happen when, how it's going to happen, if it's going to be easy, if it's going to be a challenge. Looking back on it now, what was this process like for you?
It was a lot different than actually writing it. The hardest part was, for me, was coming up with the ending for the story. But it takes a lot of time and patience to trust people to make a story to actually come to life from manuscript to an actual
Yes.
book. And I actually grow to respect it more and the process as well.
The book is Down by the Hollow Creek. Adrian Candelaria is our guest on the program, the author of the book. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I love the characters in the book. Will any of them be back? Are you thinking about a sequel?
I'm actually currently writing a sequel right now. I'm up to 80 pages right now in the manuscript. So far I'm bringing most of the characters back, yes.
People will be glad to hear that, and you can follow that. Just check out at the Amazon page, and when there's a new book out there by Adrian, you will find that. How is the process different working on the second book? Are you working with the same people? Are you working with Amazon more closely this time? How's it different for the second book?
Well, right now I'm currently just writing a manuscript, and I think in about a week or two I'm going to turn it in once it's completed. That way they could look through it and edit it, basically. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Really an exciting time. What was it like when you got a physical copy of the book, when you, I would assume, delivered to your door a box of books, and these are your books, your name on the cover, your story in the covers? What was it like holding a copy of Down by the Hollow Creek with the name Adrian Candelaria written as in the front as the author?
It felt very unreal the moment I grabbed the copy and opened the book, and it's a really cherishing moment that I will never forget, because it was quite exciting. Like, at first I couldn't believe it was actually happening, but once I opened the book, I actually felt like a form of like coming full circle with this journey, and it's pretty exciting.
Well, it is. You're a published author now, and you've got one book out there, working on another one. You talk about being a fan of horror stories and following like John Carpenter and some of the others. What's your favorite horror story? Do you have one or two that really stick out in your mind as, boy, this really is a story well told?
Well, I recently finished a horror story by Stephen King called Salem's Lot. I'd have to say that's one of the best books I've read so far. That and I would have to say Apt Pupil by the same author. But I like how he builds each character in each chapter, and then it's like a slow build up, but then eventually a lot of things happen towards the middle and the end of the story. I'm actually looking forward to whenever they're going to release the film, because the book was really excellent. I really enjoyed it.
Interesting, the people that you follow and reading the books, and there's an entertainment value there, of course, but you're learning something, aren't you, as you're reading the book and their style and how they go about telling a story. It's sort of an educational adventure for you, isn't it?
Yes, actually, each horror author from each book that I read, they have like a different style, but each style, they help teach people to actually read and to follow something and actually inspire people to do something with their lives, basically. It's quite fascinating.
Well, yes, and you need, you know, that inspiration. Then you need to be able to follow it through with the stories, and you tell this one so well. The book is Down by the Hollow Creek, a nightmare-inducing mystery, twists and turns around every corner. Don't think you know what's going to happen next. Not necessarily going to go in that order. You'll be surprised by the job Adrian Dunn is following that story. Do you plan on writing more stories? You talked about the sequel. Do you have other ideas with other scenarios, other characters?
Well, recently I'm currently working on a book with Amazon. It was originally a movie script that I wrote. It's called Draugr Undead, but I changed the manuscript into a story format. I turned it in, and they're currently working on the manuscript right now, and I'm actually pretty excited about that. That was like one of the first manuscripts I ever written, and I actually sat down after I had this book published, Down by the Hollow Creek, and I just sat down and I thought about going back to an older story that I wrote, and it basically came together, and I actually finished another book that's getting published right now. I'm pretty excited about that as well.
Well, and you should be. You've got this career going in writing. This book is published, Down by the Hollow Creek, available now. You'll find it on Amazon, the usual places. And working on your degree in elementary education, how's that part of your life going?
Oh, currently, yesterday I had to fill out my graduation papers to transfer to either NAU or ASU. I want to continue my education to see how further I can get from it. I made the president's list this year. I'm pretty excited about that,
fantastic.
Too.
Fantastic. Congratulations. Yes. Not
Thank
easy
you.
To do that. So that part of your life is going as well. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about your writing. I love to talk to authors about the process and how they go about writing. First of all, does a story come to you right away, or do you have to sometimes spend a lot of time trying to figure out what you're going to write about? It almost sounds like they come to you pretty easily. Is that true?
The story, the hardest part is coming up with the names. That for me, the hardest part is the names and trying to come up with like a background lore that could relate to the real world, that could connect to the readers basically. But I usually visualize the story within my mindset, and it's there. I just have to put it together with the characters of the names, and then to add more lore within the story, basically. The writing process, it does take a while, but the story is there when I started. It's just I have to create everything that surrounds the story to make the whole story come into fruition, basically.
Young person, a busy young person in school as well as doing the writing. How do you go about the preparation for writing? How do you set aside a certain time every day you're going to write? Do you fit it into the schedule? What's the logistical part of writing?
Well, whenever I have free time, I always have like a journal on me, and it's always like an empty notebook
Oh, yes.
basically, and I usually just start writing in it. I get ideas all the time basically. Whenever I get an idea, I just jot it down, and if I really like it, I just start typing away basically, and then I start doing more research into what I want the story to be based off of and how to create it and to form it. To shape it basically is kind of like a sculpture. You have to find a way to shape it into what you want to create it into, basically.
You know, it's interesting as you're doing this. Do you like have a certain place you like to write, or can you do it just about anywhere? You're in between classes, you've got an idea, you've got your computer and you're writing. Is there a place you like to call your writing office where you like to be for this?
I usually like to be, when I actually start writing it, the actual story, I like to be in like a quiet, secluded area where I could actually gather all my thoughts to start writing the story. But I could be anywhere to come up with an idea, but in order to like go through with writing the story, I have to be by myself.
How difficult is it to stop writing a story? You're there, you're in the secluded place, you've got the journal full of ideas, your mind is full of ideas, you're ready to tell the story, and it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, you got an early class the next day. How difficult is it when you really get in the zone, when you have to like stop? I would think that'd be very difficult just to turn off the computer and go to bed and not think about it anymore.
It's pretty tough, but sometimes you have to find a way to have time management with everything,
Oh, yes.
but yeah, like it's pretty tough to stop sometimes.
What are your goals as a writer? Mentioned several times the career in teaching that you're pursuing. Would you like to do writing full time, part time? How do you see writing as part of your future?
No matter what, I'm gonna keep on writing. I wanna see where it takes me. But I also wanna be a teacher as well. That way I could have something to have on the side. That way I could do teaching and then I could do writing whenever I'm not teaching, basically. It's two things that I really wanna do, and I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I'm pretty excited about what's happening at the moment.
Well, you should be and enjoy the moment. I want to push you into the future. Enjoy what's there. So many positive things going on. And in teaching young people, you can help shape their minds. You can encourage them. You can give them ideas. Did that happen for you? Who sort of inspired you when you got this desire to read and then to do the horror stories? Was there a teacher or two along the way that encouraged you?
I'd have to say it was my father. He introduced me to movies like Dracula,
Oh,
Frankenstein.
yes.
He even introduced me to the book To Kill a Mockingbird, and I also saw the film with him as well when I was a kid growing up, basically. He helped me a lot. He inspired me a lot with writing and being a fan of him, basically.
Yeah, the
Motion
classics.
pictures.
the classics in storytelling, which you do so well. You will be thoroughly entertained by Adrian's book, Down by the Hollow Creek. The book is available wherever books are sold. Adrian, so much going on in your life. Thank you so much for being with us, spending time with us on the program. Congratulations on a job well done in school, continuing your education with President's List. I mean, things are going well in your life. A book out there, Down by the Hollow Creek, with others to follow. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
It's been fun.
I really like this.
It's been fun. We'll do it the next time, okay? We've got a date. You've got my Skype number, so just give me a call and we'll do it again. Adrian Candelaria is our guest, and the author is spelled C-A-N-D-E-L-A-R-I-A. The book is Down by the Hollow Creek. You'll find it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, a link on our website, Amazon, to Adrian's Amazon page. And our thanks to King Pages Press, kingpagespress.com, the marketing consultant for Adrian and getting the word out there about his remarkable fiction novel, horror mystery, Down by the Hollow Creek. And all of this information available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.